It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. We hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and maybe you are still celebrating. I know people that actually had 3 and 4 different dinners to go to. We know that even with all this celebrating, that we can still decrease our pain and inflammation if we choose what we put in our mouth wisely and know what to choose. That's why we're here today, to help you with that information so that you can choose wisely. My name is Wendy Kate Stancer. I'm a registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I have the anti-inflammation expert with me on our show today, Barb Bredesen. Barb has years and years of experience with nutrition and working with real foods, real fats. And Barb, I think one of the things I love about you most is your open mind. You have been helping Dar put our classes together for many years, haven't you?
Yes, Dar and I work together really well. And now every time we need a new class, she kind of says, Barb, are you available this weekend? We get together and it seems to work really well. She bounces ideas off me and we have a pretty good synergy that way. And a couple hours later, we have a new class. So
it's great.
It's fun.
It's absolutely fun and great. And I know you absolutely love teaching our classes and seeing the light go on for our class participants when you throw the container of Cool Whip across the room. Why do you do that, Barb?
Well, Wendy, you know, Cool Whip just is not one of the best foods. And I'm sure people are maybe recovering from their Thanksgiving dinner today, yesterday. And perhaps part of that recovery is involved with recovering from the Cool Whip. We teach a class called Pain and Inflammation and out there, and I call it a bowl of inflammation because it has trans fats and it has high fructose corn syrup and it has water. So water's probably the best component in the Cool Whip.
In it.
I always tell people they can keep their bowl. You know, people use the bowls really well, but they can put their leftover turkey in their Cool Whip bowls, but throw the Cool Whip away.
So we just might, and I know at our family gathering, we had several Jell-O salads filled with Cool Whip because my sister, even though I've told her several times about the real whipped cream, was afraid that her salad wouldn't stand up if she put real whipped cream in it. Isn't that funny?
That's the other
thing. I think that's just hilarious.
That's the other thing, Wendy. So, I always tell people that we have way too many recipes with Cool Whip. We need to start throwing away some of these recipes.
So our topic today, and I think this is so appropriate after people's Thanksgivings and their tubs of Cool Whip, is pain and inflammation. And that's what we're going to be talking about for the next hour. And if you'd like to join us, give us a call at 651-699-3438. Barb, it's actually absolutely wonderful working with you. And you are the one of the first people at our meetings to say, what about the fat, the real cream, the real butter from the cows, the grass-fed cows, liquid gold from eggs that come from happy chickens? I just love the way you teach your classes and the message that you give to people. Let's start with the happy animals. Why do we want food from happy animals?
Well, it's kind of a food chain thing, isn't it, Wendy? I mean, we're the top of the food chain, and so we are the result of whatever it is that the animals that we're eating
are eating.
And so if they are living in a frantic life, a stressful life, no sunshine, too much fluorescent lighting, poor food, man-made choices, they end up having that as part of their tissue. And, you know, if you could diagnose a chicken as having inflammation, they probably all would have inflammation if they live in cages and get fed soybeans and corn. They want to be outside in the pasture. They want to be eating bugs and greens. And when they live a life like that, then they incorporate the benefit of that into their tissue. And when we eat the chicken or the eggs or the dairy or whatever it is from the animal, the salmon from wild-caught salmon, we get the benefit of that. And it can be either stressful, You know, if the chicken lives in stress, or it can be anti-inflammatory, anti-stressful to our body if the chicken is actually being raised in a traditional environment where they're more, you
where they're happy. Where they're happy,
exactly.
Right?
Happy chickens make happy people.
And so how is that important when we're looking at pain and inflammation?
Well, then it comes down to the cellular level. It's really about the building blocks of the cell. That's what's formed. The anti-inflammatory fats are made when the chickens eat the greens. And that
right.
becomes part of the egg yolk. That's why we call it liquid gold. Because I would never, ever now consider throwing away the yolk. I would only consider throwing away the white, where it used to be the opposite.
The other way around. I mean,
exactly.
That's what they do when with the egg beaters and things like
right.
that. They throw away the best part of the egg, right?
Right? The valuable part is in the yolk.
In the yolk.
Especially when the chickens are raised in an environment that makes them happy.
Yes, absolutely. And so happy animals, happy energy, happy anti-inflammatory nutrients for us, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. Everyone knows, Barb, what pain is. I think probably there isn't a person walking this earth that hasn't experienced pain. But not everyone has a clear understanding of inflammation and what it is. So I'd like to talk about that for a bit and to talk about what actually is inflammation.
Well, inflammation is just your body's response to some kind of stimuli that's harmful to the body, either at the, you know, in this, it comes down to the cellular level. So it causes damaged cells, irritated cells. It's a response that your body has to protect the cells. That's the inflammation. That's a response to protect the cells. So it also initiates the healing process. So inflammation, per se, isn't the bad guy here, necessarily. You know, I liken it to cholesterol. You know, cholesterol gets found at the break in the blood vessel, so it's blamed for the break, but it didn't do the break. It's just trying to protect the body from what's causing the break or to repair the body. So inflammation isn't necessarily bad in itself. It's when it becomes chronic and when it's more of a sign that something's wrong.
Right, right. And as you said, it's our body's response to a foreign invader, like a virus or bacteria, or it's our body's response to getting rid of cells that have died and we need to clean up and that are damaged, and then irritants also. So one of the ways that I like to explain it to people is, because again, I think most people have had a sliver, right? And if you don't get that sliver out right away, it gets red and pussy around the sliver, and then it's kind of actually even easier to squeeze the sliver out. Well, that's actually your body's inflammatory response to surround that sliver, to attack the bacteria on the sliver, and to try to get rid of it, because we don't want that in our body. It's a foreign object.
Right.
So inflammation is actually a good thing. We wouldn't be alive without this mechanism in our bodies, our immune system's response to keep us safe from harmful invaders, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece. I don't think we just think inflammation, let's get rid of the inflammation. But I don't think we ever think about what's really the underlying cause. You know, one way of getting rid of it might be medicating or using some kind of surgical procedure to get rid of it. But when you take a closer look at it, that pain or that redness is actually your body trying to tell you something.
So that something's wrong here, right?
Absolutely. That there's something that could be better
please.
In your body. Please improve this. This is not a good thing if it continues to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so please pay attention to me. You know, if there's a tack, if you sat on a tack and it was in your butt, you'd want to get rid of it rather than
take some Tylenol or ibuprofen,
butt.
Right?
Yeah, but first get rid of the tack.
So I think that's very true. Many of us too quickly run for the Advil or the Tylenol or the Aleve without addressing the cause. And just like you said, Barb, if you're sitting on a tack, you know, let's just remove the tack. And that's what we want to look at today. We want to look at removing those tacks. Nutritionally, what can we do to decrease pain and inflammation?
Well, again, we really do, and I think many of us as nutrition educators spend a lot of time in classes talking about real and man-made foods, that foods absolutely play a huge role in this whole picture of pain and inflammation. And it's not even, it's just not letting the tack get there. It's removing the tack before it.
Like it's not sitting on it in the first place, right?
It's seeing the tack before it really affects you. So we need to take out the harmful foods. We need to take out the foods that have been put in our food supply that aren't good for our cells, that our cells are saying, hey, this is not a good thing. This FDA, approved trans fat is not helping my inflammation at all. It's making it worse.
Yeah, exactly. This is such an important point. As you remember, the pain and inflammation response is there to protect us from harm. So when we, did you know that your breakfast this morning could be creating more inflammation? Cereals are loaded with sugar. Pancakes with syrup are loaded with sugar, and so are bagels, believe it or not. This is Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You can find us at weightandwellness.com. If you have any questions for us today, please call us at 651-699-3438. When we come back, we will be giving you some breakfast ideas that actually decrease pain and inflammation, so stay tuned.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. My name is Barb Bredesen, nutritional educator, and I'm here today with Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse, great pal, and we are having a conversation about pain and inflammation. Before we went on break, Wendy promised you the breakfast ideas that actually help decrease inflammation. But before I even get to that, I want to talk about...
We have a story. I love stories.
I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you... I went with my kids this morning. They're home from college, and we went to get haircuts because they can't afford them. So
Mom went with?
Mom took the two kids, and we went to get haircuts. And there was a little boy who was belonged to one of the estheticians there. And he was looking for things to do and kind of jumping around and not being able to sit still too long. And I asked him, sorry.
That's good. That's good, Barb. We're getting instructions here.
All right. I'm trying
to do this.
Figure out how to talk into the mic. I asked him, he came out with a can of root beer. And it was 10 o'clock this morning. And I said, you know, that's not a very good breakfast, do you think? And my son kicks me under the table. But I didn't listen. I just kept going. He said, well, that's not my breakfast. I ate breakfast already. I said, well, what did you have for breakfast? Well, I had a bagel with chocolate chips. And I said, well, do you think that was a good breakfast? Well, bagels have grains in them. So, you know, I didn't go on, but that
you didn't,
was what...
You didn't proceed to tell him that he just dumped 14 1/4 teaspoons of sugar into his bloodstream.
No, my son would have walked out the door probably. And I just, you know, you didn't really see the inflammation. He's an 8-year-old kid, but he also couldn't sit still.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's bouncing from people to people and looking for attention and not really able to concentrate on any one thing. So instead of that, we would encourage him to have a couple of fried eggs, especially if they're from pasture chickens, fried in butter or coconut oil with some, you know, some stir-fried spinach, kale, collards, some kind of greens. Maybe add a little olive oil with that, onions, garlic, and maybe even a half sweet potato to add to that.
Perfect. And for people that are on the go, because I know a lot of people are lately, we also have our wonderful protein shake, 1 cup of organic whole milk yogurt, 1 cup of antioxidant blueberries, 1/4 cup of coconut milk, 1 scoop of whey protein powder. Whip it in your blender and you have a lovely anti-inflammatory breakfast. So before we went on break, we actually didn't get to our conversation on sugar, but sugar is one of the biggest attacks that cause pain and inflammation in our diets. Sugar in all forms, high fructose corn syrup, and especially the artificial sweeteners. Maybe, just maybe, we need to pay attention to our body when it's screaming at us with acne, asthma, arthritis, chronic fatigue, PMS, etc.
Well, if you look at the current research, and we always are looking for research, aren't we, Wendy, indicating The current research indicates that high sugar eating is really causing the inflammation, or one of the leading causes of inflammation that leads to diseases such as cancer, Alzheimer's, and heart disease. There was actually a piece in the Clinical Nutrition Journal from March 2002 where they looked at research, and it linked a measurement, a blood protein measurement called CRP, C-reactive protein, and that was directly linked to high sugar foods, that the higher glycemic index or the higher sugar foods you were eating, the higher your CRP level would be. And so when you decrease sugar, it's obvious that you decrease inflammation. So have you found that to be true?
Well, we think that's obvious. Absolutely, we do. I don't think a lot of people, though, connect the dots. I think people are unaware of, number one, the fact that sugar actually causes pain and inflammation. But number two, I think we are totally oblivious, just like the mother of that little boy that gave him the bagel and the root beer. I mean, that is a lot of sugar for anyone of us, and especially a little 8-year-old who probably weighed, 60 pounds, I'm guessing?
Probably, yep.
But, so we need to just look at that. For instance, breakfast cereal, you know, 9 to 14 teaspoons of sugar, and that's eating the portion that they tell you to eat on the box. Most of us fill our bowls, you know, however big the bowl is, that's how much breakfast cereal you get.
Yeah, and I just want to point out, too, that that doesn't even mean, you know, that is the carbohydrate content of the cereal. It doesn't. You may be choosing a cereal that doesn't have any sugar in it, thinking that that's the best thing you can do, but it's not the sugar added necessarily. It's also the carbohydrate content, and cereals, whether they have sugar in them or not, all turn into sugar.
Exactly. Exactly.
And inflammation.
Sugar and inflammation. Then you add the skim milk and orange juice, about another 10 teaspoons of sugar, and let the inflammation begin.
It's incredible, isn't it, Wendy?
Yep. And so we talked about our bagel already.
14 1/4 teaspoons of sugar in one of those Brugger's bagels. And my famous story is I used to, you know, by the warm bagels, they used to have the little sign in the warm bins, and so I used to make sure I had some warm bagels.
A warm one.
When I came home with my 13 bagels, and maybe I'd have 11 left when I got home, because I was so addicted to that bagel, and, you know, 114 teaspoons of sugar later, I was home with my bagels. Pretty incredible.
Were you experiencing any pain and inflammation?
Well, I had other issues. I had, you know, I guess you could call it inflammation of the digestive system. You know, I had candida.
Right.
And it just got worse, and it made me have strong, strong cravings, and I was avoiding fats, and that made it worse. And so, yeah, I wasn't seeing inflammation in the typical form as people would think about it, joint pain, muscle pain. I wasn't experiencing that, but I was experiencing mood swings, and I was experiencing weight gain and some other issues which weren't so pleasant.
Right, and those things do go back to inflammation. You know, our body holding on to extra weight, our brain and our nervous system being inflamed, or our hormones, you know, whatever those mood swings are.
Well, the receptors on the cell,
right,
that respond to that inflammation by not working as well. So now your sugar receptors, your insulin receptors, you know, the serotonin receptors.
We're going back to the cellular level again, aren't we, Barb?
Right.
Which is where everything begins.
Exactly.
And it's also where everything is healed. So isn't that great? If we get rid of some of these high sugar foods. Most people we find eat very high sugar breakfasts, and they're just getting started, you know. So we're now up to 20 some teaspoons of sugar, and that's just our breakfast. Then we go and grab the root beer or the Coke, 17.5 teaspoons of sugar. Or your favorite coffee mocha, 17 3/4 teaspoons of sugar. You know, then we might have to have some M&Ms on break, 18.5 teaspoons of sugar.
Well, here's something, Wendy. Did you go see a movie? Thanksgiving weekend is a very common movie-going time. A lot of people go to the movies, and we point out the fact that you buy a box of dots, a movie-sized box of dots, and there are 6 portions in a movie-sized box of dots.
No kidding.
Now, how many
6
people,
portions?
Do you share that with 5 other people in your row?
Pass it down the row.
So we have 56 teaspoons of sugar and inflammation in a box of movie dots.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Well, I think we actually, do we have time to take calls?
Yeah, you have time to take one.
Oh, great. Here we go. So, Brittany, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. What am I doing wrong here? Okay, we'll try another line.
She should be there.
Chris, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question about hormonal imbalances and the sugar. I've been diagnosed with hypothyroid, and then also hormonal imbalances stemming from a long battle with birth control and that sort of thing. But I didn't really put 2 and 2 together that the sugar would affect that hormone function. Is that true?
Are you eating a lot of sugar, or things that turn into sugar, like grains?
I've been known to not so much like a lot of grains and breads and pastas, that kind of thing, but more so chocolate is the thing I crave.
Okay.
Well, and that would be the sugar choice. I'm not really any, you know, I don't really eat junk food. I don't really eat pie or chips or cakes.
Well, one of the things I think I would look at is your fat intake, you know, that you make sure that you're adding probably at least a tablespoon of fat for every meal that you eat. Good quality, healthy fat, saturated fat, olive oil, butter, cream, nuts, seeds, avocados, those kinds of things. But
yeah, I'm good with all that.
You are? Good. Okay, well, what we want to get at here, Chris, is that insulin, which is our most powerful hormone, it really responds to carbohydrates. So we need to look at what you're eating in the carbohydrate category, and that could be grains, that could be
potatoes,
or I don't know how much chocolate you're eating, but yeah. And I can you hold on, and then we'll come back to you after break.
Sure.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
This program is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Did you know that refined and hydrogenated oils actually block your body's anti-inflammatory response, and that 2 to 3 grams of trans fats can increase serious health risks? Most of us are eating around 40 grams per day. When we come back, we will give you some healthy fats that actually decrease pain and inflammation. If you would like to join our conversation, please call us 651-699-3438. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. My name is Barb Bredesen, nutritional educator, and I am here today with Wendy Cates Dancer, registered nurse, and we're talking about pain and inflammation. We want to get back to Chris so we can finish up her call before we get on to another couple of calls.
Okay, we'll push the button and see if we can. Chris?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, good.
I can.
Good, we did it right this time. So, you were saying that you eat really healthy and you don't eat a lot of sugar, correct? But you do eat some chocolate or a lot of chocolate?
Yeah. I crave chocolate probably every day. I don't necessarily eat it every day. But sometimes I crave it more than others, I guess. I've tried to pay attention as to what I'm eating when I'm craving.
Okay.
If I'm eating like a lot of carbs that day, do I crave sugar more often? I do find that the case. But
yeah.
I'm struggling with my weight. And I just recently saw like a homeopath about hormonal issues, and then really wondering is the sugar the culprit of everything? I've been struggling so long and followed so many different plans, and nothing ever seems to work.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things, Barb and I were talking about your question on break, and a couple of things, you know, really, sugar really is that much of a culprit. It really is. It just causes so much inflammation in our bodies, but it also is directly related to insulin, which is our most powerful hormone. So I think you actually have a couple of issues going on here. We need to really address those cravings you're talking about, but also the fact that you crave chocolate. And when we look at somebody that craves chocolate, what do they need, Barb?
It would be magnesium, usually. Magnesium.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken magnesium, Chris?
Yeah, actually, I take it very regularly, every day.
And what form do you take?
Tablet.
I know. Do you know if it's an absorbable form of magnesium? So we're looking for a magnesium glycinate or a magnesium citrate.
I believe it's citrate.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So that would be one piece of it. Magnesium also helps us balance our blood sugar. But the other thing you want to do is eat in balance, and that's good fats like Barb was talking about before we went on break. And you want some healthy protein and then healthy carbohydrates like vegetables.
Yeah, I do eat a lot of vegetables.
And you want
to
eat
lean protein.
Good. And you want to eat small meals.
Yeah.
Every 3 hours.
Okay. I have a hard time with that during the workday, try to get those extra little meals in.
Right, and often most people do, but you might, I think that would help you a lot with balancing your blood sugar.
Okay.
And
so
helping
once
to
your
balance.
Blood sugar's in balance, then the hormones start to function again?
Well, that's one of our first loops that we need to put in place. Yeah, because insulin is the CEO of our metabolism and our most powerful hormone. So if you get that balance, that's key.
I always theorized that I was insulin resistant by all the things I've read, and I don't have diabetes. I've been checked for that, but I still have struggled so much, and then with my thyroid and everything, it's just been kind of this big battle for me. But my boss actually has been going to you guys, and since he started in like August, and he's dropped like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, yes, but you ate really badly before that. You know, you did everything wrong, and I've been doing everything, except for my chocolate, everything right for so long, and it just seems that just eliminating that could be the trigger.
Well, sometimes it's so multifaceted, Chris.
Right.
You know, there's so many different pieces that play into, it's never just one thing. And so there's specific fatty acids that help with hormonal balance that we don't get anymore. We used to eat a lot of organ meats. We don't get those anymore. We don't get a lot of grass-fed animals. We don't get the fats from those. So we've been depleted for such a long time that now your body's just really telling you that you need to find that missing piece.
I've been looking.
Of a trial and error thing in a lot of ways, but even taking one of our classes,
Or seeing one of our nutritionists, because we do in depth. We just uncover every overturn every stone to see what it is, especially in a complicated. I mean, you have several things going on,
yeah,
Chris. So I would really recommend that you call our office and talk to someone, or like Barb said, take one of our classes. The 6-week class would be good.
What class would you recommend? I know you have like a series of 6 that you offer.
I think for you, I'd start out with pain and inflammation, or I would also start out with Jumpstart Your Metabolism. I think those two classes would be great.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, so just call our office at 651-699-3438, and that would give you a great start with what you're looking at. Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We have put together 10 top anti-pain and anti-inflammatory foods for you today. So get your pen and pencils out, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
To let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Barb Bredesen, and I'm here today with Wendy Cates Dancer, RN. We've both been working with Nutritional Weight and Wellness for many years, wouldn't you say, Wendy?
Many. Yeah, we actually added up the years, didn't we?
Combined total of 22 years. And we still love our work. We love helping people make the connections. We help them turn on the light bulbs through classes, through consultations, and it makes a difference in their inflammation. So we are going to give you right now the top 10 list for foods that help reduce pain and inflammation. So if you want to write these down, get your pens out.
Pens and pencils ready. And also, if you'd like to join us in our conversation, give us a call at 651-699-3438. So number one on our list is broccoli. Broccoli has lots of wonderful vitamin C and plenty of calcium. Make sure you melt some butter on it to make it much more nutritious, as many of our vitamins are actually fat soluble. So when we melt butter on our broccoli, we make our broccoli a lot more nutritious.
It's a perfect synergy. So spinach is number two. And other greens, not only spinach, but other greens such as kale and chard, Swiss chard, they have plenty of carotenoids, which is an inflammation-reducing antioxidant. They also carry vitamin E. And then, of course, what are you going to add? You're going to add a little butter from grass-fed animals to add the uptake or to increase the uptake of those wonderful nutrients that are in the greens.
And we don't mean by giving you these top 10 that this is all you should now go out and eat, because as Barb said, it's like adding the butter, adding the fats, adding, and eating everything in balance brings us to that synergy, doesn't it, Barb? But these are wonderful, wonderful foods that we want to bring up that a lot of people aren't eating enough of. Number three, wild-caught salmon. Not only salmon, but sardines and herring provide us with those wonderful omega-3 fatty acids, which has been proven in study after study to be anti-inflammatory for cancer, for heart disease, for arthritis. I just talked to my girlfriend yesterday afternoon, and she said she had to go to Whole Foods and get her fish oil because her hands were hurting again, and that's the only thing that keeps her hands from hurting. So very anti-inflammatory.
So number four is coconut oil. I know many of us think that coconut oil is bad. We've been taught that it has, all these horrible properties, but actually it contains, in its unrefined form, It contains lauric and capric acids, which help your body with antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties.
Number five, soak walnuts. Soaking them in a little sea salt overnight, draining off the liquid, and then roasting it at about 150 degrees in your oven. Has lots of heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin E. This is a wonderful anti-inflammatory snack.
So we all know that onions or garlic are good for us, but the reason that they're so good for us, they are anti-inflammatory. They have lots of quercetin, which is a potential potent antioxidant and helps with inflammation. Garlic contains sulfur compounds that stimulate your immune system. So in the winter that's coming up, have plenty of garlic on hand to help you fight off these colds and illnesses.
Number seven, tart cherries. Now, we're not saying sweet cherries. Tart cherries can reduce inflammation 10 times better than aspirin, and they reduce the risk for heart disease, and they're also wonderful for reducing gout.
Number eight, pineapple. Pineapple is a fruit that's filled with bromelain, which is an enzyme which helps with inflammation and is also an antioxidant that helps your immune system work better.
Nine, fermented foods. Our favorites, right, Barb?
Yep.
Yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kombucha tea have wonderful healthy bacteria and enzymes that really boost our immune system and decrease inflammation.
I use those every day. How about you, Wendy?
I do, too.
So number 10, you can add spices. What a wonderful thing that flavoring your food actually increases the antioxidant properties and the anti-inflammation in your food. Who knew that, you know, having curry chicken instead of just plain cream chicken would actually make that dish more anti-inflammatory? Ginger works in a way that's very similar. Turmeric, which is part of the curry spice complex, has also been shown to reduce pain that's associated with arthritis.
So that's our top 10 list. I think we need a drum roll. We actually have a caller. Oops. We'll get to our caller as soon as we get back from break. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Dishing Up Nutrition has listeners in San Francisco, Miami, International Falls, and Billings, Montana. Whether you live in the Twin Cities or across the country, nutritional guidance is as close as your phone. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers phone consultations for people at a distance or too busy for office appointments. Would you like to increase your energy, lower cholesterol, or resolve digestive problems? Here's how phone consultations work. First, complete a health history. Next, discuss your health goals with a nutritionist. Then she creates an eating plan for your biochemistry and lifestyle. You make the time, and Nutritional Weight and Wellness provides the plan and support. Make the call from the privacy of your home or office and get nutrition expertise from the people you trust. For information, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438. Outside the Twin Cities, call 888-805-8954 toll free or go to weightandwellness.com.
With Dishing Up Nutrition. My name is Barb Redison, and I'm here today with Wendy Cates Dancer, RN. Would you like to avoid gaining those holiday pounds and still enjoy the season? Sign up for our holiday nutrition class, Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim. We are offering it at each of our three locations, St. Paul, Wayzata, White Bear Lake, in December. Please see our website at www.weightandwellness.com or call us at 651-699-3438. One more week we have to take a community education class this year, actually.
Oh, this year, absolutely.
So before next year, take one of these classes. We're offering Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods in Apple Valley, Bone Building Foods in Hastings and White Bear Lake, Gut Reaction, Restore Your Digestive Health Through Nutrition in Burnsville. And you can see all of that at our website, weightandwellness.com. Or you can call us at 651-699-3438.
And we have a caller waiting for us, Barb, so we'll do that next.
Great.
Pete?
Yeah.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for us or a comment?
I did. It's way off the subject, though. But,
okay.
I've been told before that you can, I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
And not necessarily in recovery.
Okay.
And my question is this. Can you, with with nutrition and nutrients, help control cravings.
That's it?
That's it?
Absolutely, Pete. Through nutrition, we can control cravings. Now, when I came to CDAR many years
ago, alcohol, that is.
Right. Alcohol, basically, the basis of alcohol is it's sugar, Pete.
Right.
And it increases your insulin levels, and what happens is you get a momentary spike in your serotonin, which is your feel-good neurotransmitter. So what we want to do is we want to put things in place like healthy fats. We want to make sure you have enough good, healthy bacteria and healthy protein so that you're actually able to manufacture your own neurotransmitters and your own B vitamins, which...
You said healthy bacteria?
Yeah, and we're looking, Pete, for healthy bacteria in your intestinal system. They're responsible for making our B vitamins and making our neurotransmitters, and you probably don't have enough of those.
Okay.
So you need some of those, and even though you said that you are still actively drinking, is that correct?
Yep.
You know, I think we could really help you by sitting down and showing you how to eat to keep that blood sugar balanced, making sure you have all the things, and as we talked, as Barb has said many times, it doesn't matter really what's going on because this is on a cellular level. And when you're talking cravings, we're looking at your brain and your nervous system.
Uh-huh.
And we want to help you with those things. And I think, you know, DAR goes and talks at many of the recovery programs and really, really helps people out that are suffering from these cravings.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between the canned approach of telling everybody that AA is gonna help them and do the trick, and then I think there's probably maybe more creative approaches when there's only like a 20% recovery rate. So I guess I was looking for other options.
I think one of the problems with recovery for alcoholics is they usually what they substitute with
is
the
sugar.
Alcohol, they substitute sugar.
Right.
And that's like what I read somewhere that it was like changing seats on the Titanic. You know,
yeah,
it really,
I think so.
It's just a different form of poison. And so that is a problem with your system. Your system has trouble with sugar and alcohol. It's kind of one and the same for it. And so switching to a different form of poison doesn't make any sense. And we've seen alcoholism be deficiencies in different things. And we've seen a lot of success using supplements and real food to help rebalance the system to make those cravings go away.
Okay. You should listen to the show for more information on where it might go again.
You can listen to the show, Pete, but you can also call our office and at 651-699-3438. We offer classes. We sit down with individuals such as yourself and go through your whole history and so that we can see what it is that's missing and what we need to put in place so that you can get rid of these cravings.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you
Thanks,
so much
Pete.
For calling the show.
Thank you very much.
Let's take another caller quick. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello, it's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I'm pre-diabetic, and I monitor myself 3-4 times a day. I find after I eat, it goes spikes pretty high.
Okay.
Sometimes over 200. But I'm maintaining my A1C at 6.5.
That's good.
When I see that it spikes, then I start exercising. And I'm just kind of wondering, I know exercises works like insulin for a pre-diabetic, and I'm just wondering if exercising before meals might be a better idea than afterwards, because after I eat, I feel kind of like, you know, weighed down and don't feel like exercising.
Sharon, great, great questions, and I'm getting the signal that we're out of time, but the big thing that you need to do is make sure you have lots of healthy fats at each meal. And I think then it doesn't really matter when you exercise. Let's get those healthy fats to balance your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can give our office a call at 651-699-3438, and we can tell you how to balance that blood sugar. Okay?
All right, thank you
so much for your call.
All right.
thank you for joining us today. And our very, very important topic, pain and inflammation. It's just been wonderful being on the show with you, Barb, and sitting across that wonderful smile of yours. Thank you so much for your down-to-earth common sense and advice. Enjoy your weekend, and remember to reduce pain and inflammation. Real food is the magic within you.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.